Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a feeling about combinations and how they work out so well. It only happens when people don't dwell on the time of a feeling. And about combinations, it's true that north and south attract. Yes, but forever ain't a fact. To consider like our combination. And you can tear this moment down, and you can make me explain, every little thing, and every situation. Life turns itself around, and all the laughter and the pain simply helps us to maintain our combination. I know a sister who says combinations are created in the stars. Something to do with my Venus and my Mars. Being in line to bring about combinations that will mix in my mind until I'm never quite satisfied by anybody combination.
Peace and blessings, love and service, man. Y'all know what time it is. La Familia Style is live in the studio. Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate it. Happy Turkey Day to those who just like to eat real good on a beautiful holiday like today. You know, family, I just want to say peace and blessings to everybody. Love and service to the family. You know, love and service to me is something that requires a willingness to be thoughtful of others. And so that's what one of the things that we wanted to do with Breaking the Curse Thursday today. You know, give an opportunity for people to, you know, take an opportunity to sit back and just analyze, self-analyze, socially analyze, spiritually analyze. Where are we at today? Where are we at in our own evaluation of ourselves and what it means to be giving, to be loving, to be willing to help, provide, nurture, assist in. And you know, family, I'm going to be honest with you. I love to be of service because it gets me far outside of my own desires to be in some way selfish or self-centered, you know, focused on what it is I want, how I want it, who I want it with. And, you know, these are things that has definitely placed me in a situation to become better, to do better, to strive for more. You know, welcome everybody, family. This is Pops Movement Radio Networks, and I am today's host, Brother Hess, striving to deliver my best. And I'm standing in the gap for our beloved Brother Jan Gazinski, who is upstate, up top, as we say, up in Chicago right now, visiting with his family. We want to send a big shout-out, a big salute to our beloved brother. Also, we want to send a shout-out to the whole Pops Movement family. You know, peace and blessings, love and service all across this nation and across this world. You know, one of the things that I have been striving to do here today is, you know, wake up early. I learned from growing up in the house of a woman named Madea that you got to get up early. You know what I mean? You got to get up early if you are meant to set the tone for the house, for the community. And when we really care a whole lot about our community and our family, we know that we got to be up early in order to, you know, kind of pave the way, pave the day, set the tone, you know, get the spirits out, get the gifts going and flowing. And, you know, that's what I strive to do today. I strive to, you know, take the day and really just, you know, kick the flow off of giving. Giving away, giving out, you know, being there for, it has brought so much value to my life today. And, you know, it had me thinking, man, Brother Hess, what we going to do a show on, man, on Thanksgiving? How do you do Thanksgiving for the hood? And after I prayed on it, I will be honest with y'all, my higher power was like, man, you know, the hood don't see a whole lot, you know, to be grateful for. Definitely not celebrating some cultural holiday or festivity that they feel like other cultures have set in place who don't deserve the right to put such a thing in place. And so, you know, my spiritual mind said to don't think about it from that angle. Think about this as an opportunity to remember, you know, what Madea used to do for all of us as I grew up. And that made me feel better. It made me feel in a more relaxed state, and it also gave me purpose and drive with the day. Many people in my hood have been getting a whole lot of flack from one another. They've been joning on each other, talking about each other, ridicule and trying to intimidate one another. And it's just a whole lot of messery. We can't curse here, but I usually say the F word. It's a whole lot of messery going on in my hood. It's not all good. And so it's like, how do I find a way to bring about a better spirit, a better flow? How do I do this? What do I do it with? Do I do it to? And so that's why I began to find challenges when it came to being thankful. How do you create a thankful attitude, create an attitude of gratitude, create a flow and a spirit of wanting to thankfully give to someone else? How do you thankfully give? What is it to thankfully give? And so these are the things that I pondered this morning as I was doing my daily devotions and things of that nature. And what I came up with, Thanksgiving is basically a day that is connected to the harvest season where we are supposed to give a portion of what we have based on the fact that we're thankful for what it is that we have. And a certain portion or percentage of what we have been blessed thankful to have what we got. We're thankful to be blessed with what we've been given as far as the knowledge on how to gain more. You know, the strategy on how to continue to make what we have grow, to build on it, to develop it in such a way to where it can continue to flow. And so it's like when my mind began to conceptualize what it is to be thankful and giving, I realized on a real serious level and a serious note that it ain't easy to give in the hood, because we was raised up with so little. And anybody that had something, everybody watched them to see what they was going to spill over on us. Not to see how we could get what they had unless we was trying to take it or win it. But we care very little about understanding the mechanics of what they were doing. We care very little about striving to seek out the knowledge of the insurance man. We didn't really care about store owner or the people down at the laundromat. But yet we got pissed off when the Arabs and the Asians began to come in and take these different businesses back in the 80s. None of us was there, and if we did kick them out the hood, it's like, who gonna keep the laundromat going? You know what I mean? Because nobody cares enough to keep this type of a business going and flowing in the hood. And if they did, they would most definitely have first dibs at it. Well, Brother Hess, our people have been broken. I know. I grew up in that brokenness. But after the brokenness, then what? After the suffering, then what? And I truly believe that today is an opportunity for us to heal. I'm tired of being in pain. I'm tired of hurting, and I'm tired of that woe is me. Look at what they did to me. I'm tired of all that, fam. I'm ready to move on into the next stages of development. I'm life, and as life, I got to grow. And to grow, I have to understand where to pull my energy from in order to pull it in and utilize it in my growing process. And if the only thing that my roots are able to tap into is negativity, pain, hurt, suffering, oppression, I can't grow. I'm going to wither up and die before I can ever reach out to gain access to the nutrients of the sun, to the oxygen of the air, to the love of the universe. And so I'm saying that to say, family, when we think about Thanksgiving, being thankful in our giving, I'm thinking about an attitude of gratitude. Why is our attitude so pessimistic? Why are we looking to be so vulnerable and subjected to so much abuse? When are we going to break this curse? And I'm speaking to my family on a one-on-one basis without anybody else on this line with me here in the studios, because I feel like I need a one-on-one with my people. And I need a one-on-one because I need to understand, how do you see it? Do you feel what I'm saying? Do you believe that we really can grow past the pain, the hurt, and the suffering? If the only thing that we're drawing off is more hurt, suffering, pain, and pessimistic individuals? Am I wrong for telling my people to stop doing all this blaming the white man and blaming the government and doing all this? Am I wrong for that? Because I don't see how our roots being tapped into focusing on negativity, pain, hurt, and suffering is going to lead to our liberation. When a plant is liberated from its shell, the first shoots go down into the ground to seek nutrients and life to give it what it needs internally so that a shoot can then go up and look for access to the sun, to the air, to the elements of life so that it can grow and develop. Are we doing that as human beings? Are we doing that as a people who tend to look for a reason why we lash out, why we hate? See, you don't know what happened to me. See, you're not looking at our history and what they did to us, Brother Hess. Shit, I might know better than you what they did to us and the repercussions of it and the way that it trained and cultivated our mind to be such negative forces. But I also wonder to myself, have I also been able to tap into an element or an agent that say that we cannot grow and develop if this is our main focus? You know, I was taught by a certain teacher that the number one principle of every human being who is growing and developing and maturing in life is love. That's the number one focus. And how do you find love where you will not forgive? How do you find love where you continue to look and point fingers at and throw darts at and anger and hate and rage? And it's like, dang. Family, how can we really get back into our cubicles and our think tanks and our meeting of the minds and our strategy sessions when the only focus that we can down there, you know, muster up, and it's like we muster it up so quick when it comes to being angry, frustrated, finger point. Boy, when somebody comes like, hey, bro, check this out. Hey, sir, check this out. Hey, you heard what happened? You heard what's up with, boy? You heard what they did down there? What's the name? You be like, who, and what they did? And what going on? But if I be like, hey, fam, check this out. Hey, did you see the look on them kids' face this Thanksgiving? When they had that much to eat? Yeah, that's messed up, man. You see them crackers got us messed up. I'm laughing, y'all. I'm like, man, them kids' problems ain't, you know what I'm saying, necessarily, you know what I'm saying, the white folks. Where were we at for them kids? What was we doing for the last 2 months to prepare for this day for our children in the hood, in the ghettos, in the traps? You feel me? In those abandoned buildings, Jack. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them kids that's over there in that place where people come who are homeless. They call them shelters. Or those other kids that don't even have their parents to get them into a shelter, and so they have to go to the group homes. I was one of them children. And so my responsibility is to be thankful and giving to them, even if it's nothing but a message of hope, that they can come up out of this and they can be motivated and compelled to go back and build what they need to build in their community, in their hood, in their ghetto, or whatever, or wherever, in order to be able to provide for the next youth that's growing up in the same situation. And the only way that we can do that is if we are tapping into a source that's given us a certain energy, a certain life. And we can't do that from a negative foundation. We can't do that by drawing up from negative agents and negative sources. When our roots go down and we begin to see things and to see that certain things are needed, we can't allow our roots to tap in to somebody or something that wants to blame, that wants to do all of this other stuff outside of claiming our responsibility in this situation and rectifying it. See, I got to reconcile certain differences that I have in my own life. And I can't look for nobody to be the savior except me. See, I'm the savior. See, you the savior. And if you keep on wasting our time blaming somebody or listening to somebody else gossip about somebody, talking about what Reverend or Jesse Jackson is doing or ain't doing, or what Reverend Al Sharpton ain't or is doing, or what, you know, this public, man, listen, man, bump all that. What is you doing? Because while we spending time talking about what they ain't doing, we could be actually facilitating and building up the knees to do what we say they ain't doing. If you see it that sincere and that serious, then why the hell is you sitting back talking about what they ain't doing when you got time to do it, when we have time to do it? We got a strong mind. We got the ability to organize on a level that nobody else got. And nobody even care about us. So it ain't like they watching us. Who cares? We some nobodies. We the lowest thing on the totem pole coming out the ghetto. So it ain't like nobody waiting around with a rifle around the next corner trying to chop our head off. I mean, let's be real. Nobody care about us, man. The thing they care about is laying on us doing something to jeopardize ourselves and our own life or our own freedom and end up in their penitentiaries or in their graveyards where they own all the property rights to. That's what they care about. We act like if we do something good and we begin to establish something greater and better, that somebody going to be out there like the COINTELPRO waiting to chop us down. Come on, man. Stop being so pessimistic and scary. We swear we gangster, but we scary. We scared to get out here and begin to promote and produce what it is that's missing in our hoods. And we use these old soft excuses not to do what must be done. These soft excuses, but we make them sound hard. That was so beautiful, you know what I mean, about my people. My people will make the reason why they don't do what we supposed to be doing, they make it sound so tough and hard. They make it sound, you know what I mean? I'm talking about they make it sound Debo. See, we can't do what we supposed to do because, see, this is what they trying to do to us. See, they setting up this and they setting up that and they labeling us this and they classifying us that. And so they doing this so we can't be able to. Man, shut up, man. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Because if I keep listening to you, I'll never do what I know we can do. I'm the child of the Most High, and I've gone through a life that has came from the bottom. And my higher power chose to give me a tribe called Growth and Development for a reason, not just a season. For a reason to show me that if I go through the proper processes, then I will grow and develop in my mind, in my heart, in my social development, and I will begin to politic for the things that's needed in my life. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I tried it, and it worked. And when I tried it and it started working, I strived at it, and it worked even more. And today I find myself, anything that I put my hands on, it's like it begins to grow and develop. And a lot of people don't understand why, and they be like, man, that dude, that he this or he that, or you know what I'm saying, that cat ain't for real, or man, he running game, or man, that's that same dude that used to knock them officers out and stab cats and shoot dudes in the face, and man, that's that dude that used to rob, or he can't be doing that for real. He trying to trick all of us. Trick you out of what? Trick you out of your negativity. Trick you out of seeing the cup as half empty so that you can begin to see that it's half full. Look at what you got. That's what I'm trying to trick you out of. I'm trying to trick you into believing that you are our only hope. That's what I'm trying to trick you out of. Because if you really truly believe that you are our only hope, then you will begin to do and get what it is that we got to have in order to survive this struggle. I'm trying to trick you into working for us and our people. I'm trying to trick you into saving and investing so we'll have something tomorrow. I'm trying to trick you into cleaning up and painting and redoing these yards so that the value of our properties can rise. What am I trying to trick you into doing, family, for real? What? Grow? Develop, mature, have something, provide something. You mean to tell me this sucker trying to trick us to be better? He manipulating us. That's what he doing. He manipulating us into becoming more than what society told us we could be, and we believe society. Fuck that nigga. Excuse my French. So it's F me. F me and F what I'm talking about. Let's get back to what it is that we've been doing. Because he don't understand. Yeah, he done did 20 years in the job. but he still don't understand. Yeah, he done did so much time in the penitentiary that he ain't even had a child of his own, but he don't understand. He don't understand what's going on out here because he has been in the walls for so long of his life. He don't understand because he doesn't have the pressures that everybody else has. He doesn't understand. I get it. It's hard for us to be given, and it's even harder for us to be ones who give with a thankful spirit. You know, I started writing this poem for tonight's topic. And the topic tonight, if you would like to speak, man, please press 1 so I can put your call in the queue. I want to hear from you, family. Why is it so hard for our people to be thankful when giving something away? And it don't matter what you're giving. Giving your time, you feel me? Giving your thoughts. Are you thankful enough to give your thoughts right now with me? Are we thankful enough to give a couple of dollars? Are we thankful enough to give a little gas to be in a certain place? Are we thankful enough to give up certain habits? Because I ain't going to lie, y'all. It's a lot of things I could be doing right now rather than being, you know what I mean, on the Thanksgiving Day evening on Pause Movement Radio, just like it's a lot that y'all could be doing right now. But we thankfully give up certain things. And if we thankfully give up these things, then what is this giving us? What is this leading to for us? And so the lines are open, family. If you would like to speak on, you know, where are you at in life when it comes to giving thankfully? When it comes to having a thankful willingness to give and provide and offer? Where are you at when it comes to an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thankfulness? Where are you at in life? I want to hear from y'all. And, you know, when preparing for this radio show tonight, this is what I wrote. Thankful in giving. Thankful in giving is a spirit one has when capable of removing negative and evil attitudes. And y'all know that the attitude is the way that you see life. Your attitude is your sight. It's your mental sight. It's how you mentally see life. See, a lot of times our parents, they told us early on, boy, you better lose that attitude. And he's telling you to lose the negative attitude. But many times we felt like anytime somebody said attitude, the word attitude, then automatically it meant something negative. But it doesn't. Your attitude is how you view life. And a negative attitude is a negative viewing of life. A positive attitude is a positive viewing of life. How does our mind see life? How does our mind see life? How does our mind see life as it concerns you all right now where you're at in life? That's what I want to understand this, family. I want to understand where you're at right now. Where are you at right now when it comes to your attitude? Can you share? Share with us where you're at right now. We want to know. And the reason I need to know is because I need to know how I can help. I need to know where we are together capable of helping others. And I know where we came from. Very much so aware. I went on to write this right here. Thankful and giving is a spirit one has when capable of removing negative and evil attitudes and becoming one who sees the benefit in giving. You know, we had definitely wrote a few different things, but I'm going to give y'all a chance to,
Y'all want unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off, it don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, I'm going to still love you. Spirit feel you. Still there for you. No matter what.
Unconditional love.
How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask mama why I got the urge to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare wish with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, this game is in the eyes to see. Those things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow tomorrow comes after the dark. You will always be in my heart with unconditional love. Just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard, cause it ain't easy being who we are. Driven by my ambitions, desire higher positions, so I proceed to make tea eternally. And my mission is to be more than the elevation of today's generation. If I can make them listen, prison ain't what we need. No longer stuck in greed. Time to plan, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering. Neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting, the liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send the love out to my block. The struggle never stops. And this change, unconditional in the eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. Will always be in my heart with unconditional love. The lessons in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart with unconditional love.
I probably never understand your ways, with every day I swear I hear you trying to change your ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside recently died. These are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I'm gonna be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures, and all the currency I'll never even get to see. This fast life soon shatters, cause after all the lights and screens, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days, maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry, cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder. Don't worry about a thing, baby girl, I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was. You still came with that unconditional love.
Peace and blessings, love and service. We're back with you live here at Pops Movement Radio Networks, and I'm your host, Brother Head, striving to deliver my best. And tonight we want you to tell us what you gain from having a thankfully given heart and spirit in this lifetime. You know, Pops Movement is all about coming together and making choices that help our collective future. The choice to be one who gives to another thankfully is a rare method in this lifetime. The few who do this through urban America is usually looked at as strange or a free pick. You know, we wanted you to join us today to share why you see the benefits of giving. Why do you give so thankfully? Why are you grateful to be able to provide and offer something to someone else? And that's why we're here today, family. We thank you so much for being a part of Pops Movement Radio Networks on this beautiful Thanksgiving Day evening. And for those who don't celebrate Thanksgiving, we thank you for being here on a day that many others do celebrate. One of the things that I had wrote and I wanted to share with you all was a portion of understand why it's hard to be thankfully given in the hood. Why is it so hard in the ghetto, in the projects, in the gutter, as we call it, to be so thankful when it comes to giving, giving away our time and our money? And this is what came to my heart. Growing up in the hood, we had little when compared to others. I guess it's no wonder that hoodlums and robbers became my brothers. We stole to eat and to get drunk enough to forget. I mean, who looks forward to waking up each day a social misfit? Most can relate to a part of the ghetto life in some kind of way. Yet those that do rarely find anything worth value to say. Because bringing words to the feeling is a hurdle in itself. And we wasn't taught to express just the exit stage left. Meaning that we was told to get out there each day the sun rose. But as far as searching for meaning and purpose, the details froze. You know, family, many times here in the ghettos and the hoods, inside of our penitentiary walls and throughout other forms of society, family, we have been broken, torn, and guided away from what it is that truly means the most to our normal human state of existence. I love y'all very much, family. And I want y'all to check out this Les Brown bamboo story. And I do this in honor of our brother Jan Gazinski. Check it out. It's only 2 minutes long.
That is not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so, therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. In the Far East, they have something that's called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years to grow. And when they go through a process of growing it, they have to water and fertilize the ground where it is every day. And it doesn't break through the ground until the fifth year. Okay? But once it breaks through the ground, within 5 weeks, it grows 90 feet tall. Now the question is, does it grow 90 feet tall in 5 weeks or 5 years? The answer is obvious. It grows 90 feet tall in 5 years. Because at any time had that person stopped watering and nurturing and fertilizing that dream, that bamboo tree would have died in the ground. And I can see people coming out talking to a guy out there watering and fertilizing the ground that's not showing anything. Hey, what you doing? You've been out here a long time, man. And the conversation in the neighborhood is, you growing a Chinese bamboo tree, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see ain't nothing showing. You know that's how people are going to do you? So how long have you been working on this? How long have you been working on your dreams? And you have nothing to show? This is all you got to show? People are going to do that to you. And some people, ladies and gentlemen, they stop. Because they don't see instant results. It doesn't happen quickly. They stop. Oh, no, 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 no. You got to keep on watering your dreams. And when it began to happen, they stop laughing. They say, look. Whoa, look here. It's, look out. Hey, man, you know, I know you can do it. Look, you got a job here.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be out, it will be out. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, so the
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won. I will fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done,
woman and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon, it's to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be.
people, but they was like, man, it ain't many people like you, because
They were like, even in the midst of you giving up, many of us, we don't appreciate it. And you got some of us around you that try to scheme on you and use your heart. You got others of us that when we get something from you or whatever, then when that thing, you know, we turn our nose up. You got brothers that be backbiting and gossiping and talking about you this and you that, and this how you get money or this, you know, what type of individual. You got so much hatred, so much scorn, so much envy, so much jealousy when it comes to you. And they were like, bro, one person stated, he was like, bro, here's man, you the most loved individual in this hood. But he said on the flip side of that, you are the most hated, you know what I'm saying? The most envied person in this hood. And people can't understand how you're able to have things that you have, and they can't get nothing. They put all of their marbles together mentally, and it still don't make them go to sleep with no more than $5 to $10 in their pocket. But here you are, sitting here, moving around the community, helping children, helping the elders, looking out for the gang members. You know what I'm saying? Helping brothers and sisters who are in the Christian community. You know, building alliance with the Muslim community. And it's like you steady moving, you steady doing this, you doing community service work out there pulling weeds and, you know, painting this and buffing that and going over and helping these people do this, that, and another. It's like you're doing all of these different things and you still got all that you got. And we sit around and we don't do nothing all day long and we can't come up with 5% of what you got. And so, yeah, you the most hated cat. You are. And we look for a reason to hate you because we can't have what you got, because we can't understand. We can't figure out how to get what you got. And we sit around all day looking at everything that you got, wishing we had it, but not willing to go and get on our knees and pull no weeds out of no ground. Too cool for that, Brother Hess. You know what I'm saying? We got an image to uphold. We got a reputation to uphold. So we can't be, you know, all over here kicking it with these Bloods knowing that we Crips. Or we can't be kicking it with these Vice Lords knowing that we GDs. And you will do it, and you don't care. And it's like, man, we just don't understand. We don't understand you. And, y'all, it really made me think when I spoke with these young brothers. It really made me think on the burden that must be bared in a community that is so lost. And in order for it to be found, there has to be some hope. And when the hope is only coming from a couple of different individuals, it makes it hard for the community overall to grasp a hope to this hope. And, you know, at Pop's Movement, we say hope is H-O-P-E, having openly passionate expectations. See, having openly passionate expectations for our youth means that you're going to do certain things to acknowledge them and let them know that, hey, I expect more from you. When it comes to our gang members, our street organizations, you're not just going to walk around here as a gang member or a street organizational member or an affiliation. No. H-O-P-E. Having openly passionate expectations. See, I have openly passionate expectations that if you blood, you're going to wealth brotherly love overriding oppression and destruction. That means you're going to go against your brothers. And your brothers and your brotherly love is going to merge together and be able to go against anything that's oppressive and destructive in the black community. And if you're not doing that, are you truly blood? If you say you're GD, if you're not growing and developing yourself, your mind, your economics, your spirit, and your spiritual walk, if you're not growing and developing your community, your environment, the way you groom yourself and the way you groom your mind and the way you articulate the grooming of that. And you're not GD. See, I have openly passionate expectations. I have hope that you will become blood, that you will become GD, that you will become Christian, that you will become Islamic, a Muslim. I have openly passionate expectation that these things you will become, if that's what you truly want to embody. And I need you to become that because I need it in my community. I need that example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I need that example of Jesus Christ. I need that example of Larry Hoover, or that example of T. Rogers, or Jeff Foyt, or Benny Lee, and Minister Rico. I need that example in my community because the Elder Bobby Gore of the Viceroy Nation was one of the first to ever do it on an affiliation format to be able to come into the black community and raise that community up, to help that community begin to feed its children before school. See, I need to see these things materialize in our people. It ain't about what label you use. It's about what principles you use. And at the core of each one of these ideologies, teachings, and ways of life, there lay principles like love, hope, faith, truth, justice. These are the principles that will make any person strong enough to be an asset to a community of people. Again, I want to invite anybody that would like to come in to please press 1. At this time, if you would like to come in and just speak with me briefly on what do you have to be thankful for when giving something to somebody else? What do you have to be thankful for in allowing someone to give something to you? Are we thankful when giving something away? Or do we feel like we're losing something when we got to look out for somebody else? Do we feel like we are always having to, you know what I mean, come off our last? Or do we feel like we always having to shovel out something that we so hard and preciously earned and give it to someone who really don't care, who really does not value what it is that we work so hard for? And if that's the spirit, then how can we truly give with a thankful heart? It's almost impossible. So I'm asking you, family, you know, I'm asking you, why is it so hard for us to be thankful when giving? What's your thoughts and concerns on this? Why is it so hard for us to have an attitude of gratitude when giving of our time, when giving of our mind and our knowledge and what we learn, what we have gained an understanding of? Why aren't we thankful when it comes to giving some of the things that are most precious to us, to those who have nothing, who absolutely have none? Why is this so hard, family? So if you're willing to come in and speak with me, because that's what it's going to require for us to break the curse, we got to have a dialogue. We have to have an open conversation, a discussion, an understanding in order to obtain an overstanding. You know, please press 1 so I can see your call in queue. And, you know, family, I'm going to be honest with you. I done received so many pictures today of people with these big old turkeys and these big old hams. And I ain't going to lie, I'm hungry tonight. And one of the things I'm going to do as soon as this show is over with, I'm going to fix me a turkey sandwich so big, I swear to God. And I'm going to eat that turkey sandwich like I ain't never ate a turkey sandwich before. And I'm going to imagine that it's the best turkey in the whole round world. Because it's going to be in my whole round world. Man, I love y'all, family. I don't see that nobody really want to come in on tonight, so I'm going to get ready to close this thing out in the way that I'm supposed to. But one of the things that I do not want to close out without first saying is that I'm thankful for being able to be here with you all on the airways tonight. I'm thankful for being able to have a community of people where I live right here, right now, who loves me and despises me, who hates me, who rejects me. But at the same time, when I have something to offer, man, they love me with open arms. Hey man, I love life, y'all. I get high off of life. I get high off of experiencing life and everything that's in it to be able to understand and receive and, you know, conceptualize it. It's like I want to understand it, family. And man, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been through so much this week. I would expect not to be thankful about a whole lot. But I'm grateful, family. I'm grateful on tonight. I feel the spirit of love and service flowing through my whole being because, you know, I woke up like Mudder used to wake up back in the 80s. And Mudder would have the house right. And, you know, Mudder would have every little thing that she could possibly cook. She would have it so detailed cooked. The collard greens would be tasting so good. And she'd make sure we have some of that bull hot sauce, you know what I mean? Because she know that's the hot sauce that we all like. And she would have the candy yams. I'm talking about they would be so sweet, you know what I mean? Sometimes they wouldn't be sweet, you know, every weekend on Sundays when we had our Sunday meals. But it's like on Thanksgiving, man, they would be the sweetest candy yams, man, I ever tasted in my life. Good God Almighty. And it's like, you know, the turkey and the ham. It's like she would be able to put, like, you know, the, I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of a pork meat. It ain't shine bone. It's something else that she would put inside the collard green to make it glisten. And it's like she would put everything in place, and she'd pull out that beautiful table cover that she only pulled out two times a year, and that was on Thanksgiving and on Christmas. And, you know, Mother used to make everybody come. They had to come. And I don't care what you're doing, but, you know, at 4 o'clock, you better be your behind in this house. You know what I mean? You know? Mother was like 85, boy. She was a straight diva, though, you know what I mean? Because everybody knew they better listen to Mother, boy. Come on. Boy, listen, boy, you don't listen to Mother, boy, you're going to need her. Facts, you know what I mean? And she's going to be there for us, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, this lady was the strongest black woman in the whole round world, man, even though she was old and frail and her hair was gray and almost white. It's like, you know, she commanded that because of her love and her willingness to serve people like me, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't even my blood relative, but she loved me almost more than her own blood relative. She spent more time with me than she did, you know, most of my cousins that was her great-granddaughters and grandsons. She spent that time with me. And I didn't understand why, but now I understand why, because she saw that I needed love more than them. She saw that I needed it and that I appreciated it in a way to where it made her life more valuable and meaningful and purpose-filled. I soaked up everything that she had to give me, and I wanted more and more and more, more understanding, more love, more capabilities. I was just, you know, and I was a bad little boy. I stole out of Mother's purse and everything, man. Mother, you give me some money to go put in the collection plate. She might give me 2 pennies, 3 dimes, and a quarter. I'll steal the quarter and the 3 dimes, and I'll go take it to 2 or 3 pennies and put them in the plate, you know what I mean, so I could go to the candy lady. But still, Mother loved me. She knew what I was doing. She knew I was a roguish love, you know what I mean? But she loved me. And I guess that's what commanded that we be wherever she wanted, when she wanted it throughout life. And so I give honors and salutes to my Mother, to our Mother, you know what I mean? Because if you don't have a Mother, then I will share mine with you, man. She's an angel now, and she looks over us every day. And she looked for us to have the hope that she had for us. See, she had to open the passion, the expectation in me. And I smile today because I really truly believe that the reason why we're on these airways right now is because of what my dear instilled inside of my heart for the people that ain't my blood relatives.
but they my family, they my folks, and I love them. Love them more than some of my own real family and folks. But with that being said, family, even though I am about to get up out of here, well, hold on before I go. Look like we might got a caller in queue. Let me see if I can. Oh, y'all know I messed something up in the studio in a heartbeat. It look like we got a caller in queue, so before I go, we're going to check out and see what our listening audience has to say in commemoration of not only why we should be thankful in the hood, and why we should thankfully give others in the hood, but also who did it for us. Who's been there for us? Who's done this for us? Because in remembering those who have done it for us, we realize how valuable it is that we do and that we be that for someone else. And so with that being said, family, I just want to thank, you know, I want to thank you all for being a part of not only my life, but being a part of this movement, being a part of the rotation of what it is that we strive to offer here, Impulse Movement. You know, this movement came about because it saw value where other people saw hopelessness. It saw lives, and it saw people who had lives that were important, that hardly nobody else really cared about. And it took time to see how it could walk these lives out of the place where it was at in negativity and bring it into a positive.
It was blowing me up just walking through the hallway.
Oh. Like, hold on, we got somebody talking loud in the background. What's going on? 313-412, what is this, family?
Well, this time you speak some blessings, big bro. This is true, Cecilia. Happy Thanksgiving, big brother. I was just listening. Excuse my background, baby. They made it already. Anyway, so I just want to say I am thankful for life. I'm thankful for understanding. I'm thankful for a heart of forgiveness. I'm thankful for, you know, the learning experiences that I do encounter on a daily basis. I'm thankful for my brothers and my sisters like you and who keep me on my square and who keep me grounded, you know, and humble me. I thank God for everything that I've been through, everything that I've overcome. I thank God for where he's leading me. And I
what? Hello? Man, this phone better not mess up right now. My sister giving her, you know what I mean, hard-earned, you know what I mean, pieces to the puzzle here on this Thursday night platform. This phone better not mess up. Sister, are you still with me? Peace and blessings. Well, it don't look like I can hear my little sister no more. I hope the listening audience can still hear me. I'm going to keep flowing and going until she come back. You know, one of the things that I do hope to, you know, provide for the listening audience, you know, on today's topic and subject is, you know, the ability to have better expectations in us, in ourselves, in our people, and in those who believe and need us. What do you expect of yourself? That's one of the questions that I have for you. What do you expect of those who are closest around you? One of the things that I spoke to when I spoke with the Bloods a few days ago, I got a few of the Bloods together and I gathered them around me and we began to speak. And I was like, what do y'all expect from each other? What do y'all expect from each other? A posse? A mob? A clique? A robbing crew? Jump boys, or jump on other people. What do y'all expect from each other? Or do y'all expect business owners? Do y'all expect from each other to be well invested in knowledge and capabilities to organize and build up an empire? You watch Empire on TV, but do you see how your clique, your crew, your blood, your gangsters can build an empire? And if you don't expect that from your crew, what in the hell are you doing spending this much time with and around them? See, I got a problem with that. Because I ain't got time to be around somebody that I can't expect nothing from, expect nothing out of. My life is too precious to me. And I'm not saying that nobody else's life is not precious to them. But I'm just speaking on me. I love me today. But with that being said, let's go back to my regular people. Sister Queen, support you. You got the mic.
Yes, bro. TP for all of that. Okay, so I was saying I believe that, you know, it's good to have love in the community and be thankful in the hood, because I'm in Detroit, Michigan, and people dying every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day we got 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 bodies coming up. You know, I remember growing up here, it used to be people constantly getting raped, people constantly, you know, child molestation and stuff going on in the hood and the community. And I understand that this is, you know, one of the biggest murder capitals. By the same token, we are getting better day by day by day by day. The numbers are going down. You know, people don't really realize that, you know, like you taught me the last time I was, you know, I was blessed enough to hear the show, you know, even the shooters got hearts. It's a reason why all this stuff's going on. You know, even they don't want to be out here doing it. You know, so I'm thankful, and I believe that, you know, that's a big reason for everybody to be thankful when they're from the hood, when they're in the hood, when they've been to the hood, whatever it is. Thankfulness in the hood is very much so needed. Love in the hood is very much so needed. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Like I said, all we can do is try to be better than we were yesterday. So with that being said, love and service, peace and blessings, brother. And happy Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day. You know, I know a lot of people don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but the food's be banging. So, I finished. Talk to you later, bro. I'm still tuned in.
You have a good night, too, and I love you very much more.
I love you, big boy. I love you so much.
Already. Y'all just heard it live from Detroit, Michigan, and I was Sister Queen Sequoia. You know, just like she said, you know, this is our opportunity. This is our chance. And that's what she reminds me of. She reminds me of our opportunity and our chance. So what are we going to do with it? Are we going to find a reason to say forget it, F it? Or are we going to find a reason and an excuse to face whatever that confronts us and move on it? Move with a purpose. Move with a direction. You see, when I see somebody come by me today and they look frustrated, mad, and angry, like they want to bust somebody's head, in the past I used to be like, well, they ain't finna bust mine because I'd stick him in his face if I was in prison. But out here in society, I look at them like, well, they ain't, you know, not now, but how I used to be. I used to look at them like, well, they ain't finna mess with me. I got this 357 right here, or this 9mm, or this Trey Deuce hitting in my sock, you feel me? So whoever he angry at or whoever she angry at, they ain't finna unleash it on me because I got something for them. And that numbed me to the feelings of my community and the people therein. But it's like today, when I see that same frustration, anger, pain, rage, I ain't got that knife in the prison. I ain't got that pistol on the street corner. See, now I got a heart. And this heart is what is meant to be used to not only protect me, but to protect my community and to help this person protect themselves from what they are about to do. And so I have to acknowledge them. Hey, how you doing? Look at the fuck on. Hey, my bad, fam. I just seen you were frustrated. I just want you to know, man, I don't know what you're about to do, but I done been there. I done beaten. And I done hurt myself very badly. And I don't want to see you do what that look in your face say you are about to do. And if it's something that I can say or do to prevent that, then I'm just offering my time. I love you, fam, and I don't even know you. I'm going to get on up out your face, but I just want you to know, fam, that you ain't alone. And it was a reason why you came into contact with me while feeling the way you feel right now. And in just those few words, family, you would be shocked, surprised how it will stop one of the most aggressive and angry individuals dead in their tracks. See, even the devil, and I mean in minus the D, even evil don't want to be around love. Y'all didn't catch that, man. I ain't finna force you to catch it neither. Hey, little fam, I'm just being 100 about it, man. People be like, well, I don't know what to say. Just say something that sounds loving, that sounds caring, that sounds like you're willing to empathize, meaning to put yourself in their shoes and walk a few steps with them. And you ain't got to say nothing else. You ain't got to give them nothing, do nothing else. Let them go about their business, but just walk 2-3 steps and then give them that love and let them go. If they choose to walk a few more with you, so be it. If they don't, oh well. Don't just disregard them. Don't just ignore them. Thankfully, give them just a little piece of the love that you was able to establish in this moment of the day. I ain't going to take up no more of y'all time. I love y'all very much, man. Y'all know what the business is, www.popsmovement.com. Y'all know what we're doing with this 2018 Peace Summit and Anniversary out in L.A. We need your help, man. If you can just contribute $4 or $5, man, you can contribute $1. And that's just as much as $100 because you said that you was able to give when you didn't hardly have much to give. And that's a love offering. I thank y'all and I love y'all so much, family. We're going to close out with Soul on Fire. The third, my familiar style. Yeah.
Much pride to back off of it. I wear it well when no one can see. I'm talking about pain. Gonna take trials to be delivered. Y'all know that happiness ain't for free. I'm heading down the wrong way. Oh, please, won't somebody please stop me, yeah.
My soul's on fire. And I can't take this pain away.
Got me running, got me running, got me running, got me running, got me running.
My soul is on fire. And I can't take another day.
I'm still hurting, about to give up. Done lost sleep and lost weight. I'm doing bad. Getting hard to keep my chin up. I need somebody to kneel and pray for me. Yeah. I'm heading down the wrong way. Oh, please, won't somebody please stop me? Oh,
my soul's on fire. And I can't take this pain away.
Got me running, got me running, got me running, got me running, got me running.
My soul is on fire. And I can't face another day.
I can make it through another day, yeah. Won't somebody call the preacher, let him help me tell. Call my mother, won't you tell her to stop and pray. Please somebody, won't you help me to another day.